This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen with a little insight into NPR news gathering. 2 years ago, reporter Lourdes Garcia Navarro was preparing to leave for assignment in Baghdad. Before leaving to cover the war and the chaos that was then the Iraqi capital, she spent a few days in Mexico at the International Congress of Witches. While she was mingling with the soothsayers and magicians there, Lourdes received a spell that she was told would keep her safe while working in a war zone. In a moment, a conversation between Lourdes and my colleague Madeline Brand to hear how well the spell worked. But first, here is her report from the Witches' Congress.
Sitting on the shores of a caldera lake where monkeys and tropical birds live side by side, Catemaco is an area of stunning natural beauty. But most visitors come to consult the witches. And Catemaco doesn't hide its witchy background. One of their squares is called the Plaza of the Witches, which stands right next to the Witches Hotel. There's a witches bar and a witches restaurant where you can hear strolling minstrels play a song about witches. As you enter the town, you're immediately accosted by boys on bicycles touting the mystical powers of the various resident brujos or witch doctors. In fact, witchcraft has become such a big business here that in the 1990s, a war between warlocks resulted in deaths. In 2004, the party of the president, Felipe Calderon, tried to ban witchcraft here in the state of Veracruz, only to have the measure struck down. Many politicians reputedly come here to put hexes on their rivals. We go in search of a warlock and end up at the lair of Apolinar Huixpal, who says he possesses the power of the tiger, whatever that means. Mexicans believe there are three types of magic, white, red, and black. Most of the brujos in Catemaco claim to commune with the devil and practice the dark arts. These guys seem to be the heavy metal contingent of the spiritual world. I asked for a limpia, the simplest procedure. It's a kind of cleansing that also protects you against curses. I'm off to Baghdad, and that's a curse in and of itself, I figure. The warlock begins by splashing me with some kind of liquid and then smacking me repeatedly with herbs. This is unpleasant and soggy.
It actually hurts. Yeah, it smells good, but it really hurts. And my eyes sting.
And I'm sopping wet at this point, and my clothes are covered in I don't know what anymore. And he's taking the egg, and he's about to crack it on my head.
He's going to hit me in the head with an egg. Oh, no.
It ain't cheap either. $50 to get a protection spell. People come here to get cures for many more serious ailments, too.
Pues he curado gente enferma, de llagas, locos.
He says, I've cured people who have open wounds, crazy people, drunks, people who suffer from other vices. I've returned lost loves to people. I've helped calm anger. I've helped people with their business difficulties. All sorts of things, he says. Back on the street, one of the touts hustles us to another shaman who says he's the real deal, not like what he calls the fraud we just consulted. Here are the offices of Adolfo Hermidas, who tells us that he inherited his gift from his grandparents. He says that Catemaco is a special place because of a grotto in a nearby mountain where dark powers reside.
Mira, aquí Catemaco está internacionalmente.
This place is internationally recognized, he says, as a place of witchcraft because of the Devil's Cave. This is where we go to deposit all our completed spells, all our black works. It's enchanted, he says. Theatrics aside, Mexico does have a long history of belief in magic. Even the Catholic Church tolerates it, and the local priest in Catemaco says he doesn't much mind the self-described devil worshippers. It's part of an indigenous heritage that still thrives today, in big ways and small. For a lot less money than the warlocks are charging, you can get your fortune read on the walkway by the lake. Juan Jesus Gonzalez stretches out his hand as a woman in long skirts whispers his future. He says he's a believer, but his wife, Avelina, says she thinks it's all a hoax. And in this case, I just have to agree. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Catemaco, Mexico.
Well, it's been almost 2 years since Lourdes reported that piece for us, and she joins me now from Jerusalem, where she's taking a much-deserved break from reporting in Iraq. So tell us, did that Limpia spell, I guess, am I saying that right? Limpia?
You're saying that right, the Limpia spell,
the
yes.
Limpia spell, did it work for you?
Well, you know, as you hear at the end of that, I said I wasn't a believer, but I have to tell you, I have been very lucky. Famous last words, I still have one last rotation in Baghdad before I move on. So I have felt protection. Now, whether it was the protection of the brujos of Catemaco is hard to say, but I am Latin American myself, and so I put my faith in any spell that will protect me, and I've been lucky so far.
So what did it feel like to have that egg cracked on your head? And I mean, you sounded like you were really not enjoying that.
I really wasn't, I have to tell you. I sort of went there because it was supposed to be a beautiful place and it was very famous. And then I realized that at some point I had to sort of participate in this and I had to experience it for myself. And it was in this horrible, dark little room, and this man comes at me with all these like nasty ingredients, starts pouring sort of honey on me. I don't know what it was. And then he cracks an egg on my head. I mean, these are the kinds of things that people will do to you if they hate you. This isn't the kind of thing that, you know, you have done to you if you're supposed to be enjoying yourself or being blessed in some way. So I really didn't enjoy. And he was really whacking me with those sort
of sounded
herbs,
like
really going to town. So yeah, it wasn't a pleasant experience. And I have to say, I do believe he was, you know, a master of the dark arts for sure, because this wasn't something that I came out of there feeling, oh, I feel spiritually enlightened and blessed, you know, not at all.
So you're not going to go back to get a refresher? I mean, just in case.
There's many things that I do for NPR. There's many things that I do. I just don't think I'm going to revisit Catemaco this time.
Okay. Well, stay safe in Baghdad. NPR Baghdad correspondent Lourdes Garcia Navarro. And she joined us from Jerusalem, where she's taking a break. Lulu, thank you.
You're welcome.
And that interview with Lourdes Lulu Garcia Navarro by our very own Madeline Brand.